I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The drama of Kenya's elections continues. After his announcement that he wouldn't participate in the October 26th rerun elections, opposition leader Raila Odinga has called for renewed protests from his followers to force election reform. Bernice Gatire of Transworld Radio Kenya shares.
The slogan is no reforms, no elections. But the government has banned those protests in three major cities, the city of Nairobi, the city of Kisumu, and the city of Mombasa, saying that they are causing destruction of properties.
The protests and the violence that go with them continues. Kenya has until the 1st of November to revote. So would you ask God to arrange a peaceful solution and that the church would be an example of peace and reconciliation during this time? And Global Disciples believes wholeheartedly in the power of prayer when it comes to reaching the least reach for Christ. That's why Global Disciples has someone praying for the advance of God's kingdom and their ministry every hour, every day, all year round. They have 1,000 church planter and discipleship programs around the world, each with a prayer team. With around 944 hours in a 31-day month, each team takes an hour that month to shower the mission in prayer. Barry with Global Disciples says they could always use more prayer warriors. Get the details at missionnews.org. And a prayer request for now?
One of the areas that we're really sensing God calling us into and struggling is the region of North Africa. And so we would love to have people join us in praying for God to open doors that can't be shut into North Africa.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.